I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Don't Be Ugly podcast. I'm your host, Caroline, and I'm here with a very special guest. He's never been on the show before, or he's never even been on camera before. So welcome, Philip. This is your debut in the spotlight.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone here follows me on my socials. Can I plug?
Yeah, but I try to give people my social security number and I got everything stolen from me. So I would be careful. Like, if you're really feeling generous, then maybe do it. But like, if you don't want people to steal your identity.
I meant like my Instagram.
Oh.
You know what? Never mind.
No free clout.
Never mind.
Actually, everyone's been asking me about, I get DMs. Okay, what's his at? What's his at? I'm like, You know his name.
What?
It's Philip, so. I guess because we just refer to you as brother, so, yeah.
But I just want to say thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah.
I'm actually very nervous right now.
Okay, well, you're usually awkward, so there's no difference. But something I wanted to say is we're getting a podcast studio.
Are we?
Yes.
You never told me that.
Well, I've been searching, around.
Zillow? And, Airbnb?
Yeah, Zillow. Airbnb, we're going to rent one.
Do they have podcast studios on Airbnb?
Dude, I don't even know, but that's a good idea. Maybe we could just, like, rent a studio.
Mm-hmm. We're, like, on
Why
Fiverr?
Would we rent? We would just buy. Don't rent, buy.
In cash?
Yeah, pay cash.
Yeah, renting is the best way to lose money.
Yeah, that's what they
because,
say.
Because, like, you can't redeem your profits on like a house.
This is not a finance podcast. This is a beauty podcast.
It could be though.
Zip it. So basically we're sitting in our car and we've done all 7 episodes so far in our car and there are bugs flying around.
There are like bugs, bruh.
Because it's really warm in our car. And I think our like old butler actually left the windows rolled down. So it really smells like it rained in here.
Yeah.
So it's really smelly. Mm-hmm. There are bugs literally flying on the lens and on our ring light right now. So, and we have to keep the windows open because it's like 89 degrees. And you might also hear our air conditioner in our house because it's been going nonstop because we have a big house. So it has a lot of energy.
There's a lot of room to fill.
Yeah, there's a lot of room to fill.
But yeah, I'm super excited for this podcast studio. When do you think we'll get it?
Probably next episode.
Next episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
We just have to make a down payment. It's like,
$80,000?
You could do half
I don't have $40,000, Carol. I don't even have $40.
That's really sad. Wait, why are you on here giving people advice on how to better themselves if you don't even, can't even better yourself?
It's called hypocrite. It's like a hippo, but more evolved.
Oh. What's a crit?
It's like a critter.
Wait, so basically is that like a critter and a hippopotamus?
Yeah.
Yeah, also all of our appliances, I guess that's a word, right? Our appliances are broken.
Not in our house, but like our microphone. It's on a tripod.
Our tripod is broken because Philip knocked it over. And our ring light's broken because it broke the day I got it and I just never returned it, so I duct taped it all. Hopefully the audio isn't like completely bad because our leather, like it's leaning on our seats and our seats are like brand new and like really slippery and slick and stuff. So, it's been like falling all over the place. So,
it's pretty fancy.
How's your week been?
My week has been strong.
Have you been going to the gym or something?
No.
That's stupid.
Have you been?
Yeah. I go every morning.
You go every morning?
Yeah. I go every morning.
But you don't even wake up till like 2.
So I go every afternoon or evening, I don't know. It's been really good. I've just been like sitting in the house like most of this week. And
what gym do you go to?
I'm not giving any free clout. I'm also not going to tell people because then they're going to know where I go because it's like a really private gym. There's only one in the country. And it's called Biggest Loser.
You went to the Biggest Loser Ranch?
Mm-hmm.
Ranch dressing?
Yeah.
I never understood how that... If it's on a Biggest Loser ranch, why would they want ranch there?
Yeah, that's so stupid. Because it would, like, ruin their... That's going to make you fat again.
Yeah, it would ruin their progress.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
But... I also never understood if, like, ghost towns exist. Are there, like, abandoned towns?
You were talking about this earlier. Yeah. You're like, oh, my God, ghost towns. I'm like, are you joking? Like, that's... Like, I don't... Shut up.
Like, people...
Shut up.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Like, does a ghost town exist with one of those pianos that plays, but
Shut
that
up.
Plays itself? You know what I'm
Shut
talking
up.
About. Or, like, with, like, a pharmacy or, like, a saloon. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the salon. I go there all the time. My hairdresser, Nancy, she's so rad. She's super cool. But, yeah, you talk about ghost towns. I asked my mom to go to the grocery store the other day to get me gum. And she came back with cinnamon-flavored gum.
I saw that.
Who uses cinnamon-flavored gum?
It's also, like the cinnamon challenge.
Who literally uses fruit-flavored toothpaste? Like, those are like, you're a psychopath.
What flavored toothpaste would you use?
Like mint. If I wanted fruit, I would eat it. Also, who freaking opens up Instagram, takes a picture, and then posts it right away, like, all through the app? That's another type of psychopath. These are all things that you do, so that's why I was describing it. Yeah.
Is there
Phil's three favorite pastimes? It's not a challenge.
Fine.
It's not a challenge, but...
Challenge.
any other interesting things happen to you this week?
No. Not much.
You're so boring.
I mean, what am I supposed to say? You tell me that I can't get out of my room, that you say I'm stuck in there because I take up too much space.
Yeah, that's true.
She won't let me out.
Yeah, there's only so much space.
In the world?
Yeah.
Outer space. Space Jam?
SpaceX.
Yeah.
But
Caroline's actually working on an album, if you didn't know.
I already wrote it. It's like it's a max of 15 seconds a song, but I am working on the beats, and it's going to be in a future video, hopefully. Maybe cross my fingers and
can
hope
you,
to die.
Can you tell them some of the titles?
I actually don't have it on my phone, but from the top of my head, the album's going to be titled Confidence, because obviously I have a lot of that. And then, the first song is going to be called Space Jam, and I just talk about different types of spaces. So, parking space, outer space. That's all I know.
What space. About, like, space? I don't...
Yeah, so that's okay. A really good song. And then my second song is called... I could probably sample it for you guys.
Okay.
I'll probably...
Is it the yellow skirt?
Yeah. Okay. Yellow skirt in his combat boots. She walks
Can you
around
stop?
Like she owns the
Caroline
room.
Was blasting that song, which she sung herself on our speaker, and she thought she did something.
I did
something.
Like a performance in like New York City. Well,
it wasn't very cool.
Yeah, it wasn't very cool. You know what's not cool?
What?
You.
I know, because it's hot. This car is, like, 90 degrees
right now.
It's actually
really hot. I'm in, like,
right
a really bad mood, because we
like are in a pretty
right
bad
now.
Mood.
But I do want to say one thing I want to address. Not even address, because, like, it's just, like, I guess it's everyone knows what's happening. Hopefully everyone knows what's happening in the world right now. Because it's not only in America, but it's literally throughout the world. A lot of protests are happening, and riots are happening. And I just want to say that I didn't know if I was... I wanted to talk about, like, Black Lives Matter and all of the horrible things going on in the world, but I just didn't want people to think that I was trying to make it a joke or make lighthearted of, like, a really serious situation.
Because most of the things Caroline say are jokes, so yeah. It would be hard to say something, like, serious.
Yeah.
Without seeming ingenuine.
Or, like, someone thinking it's a joke. Mm-hmm. But I do want to just say that I hope everyone's safe, and if you attended the protests, like, I hope you're doing okay. Hopefully you didn't get shot in the eye with a rubber bullet, because I know that happened with some people. And I hope that you guys are all safe. And I just want to say that thank you. I mean, I wasn't able to attend the protest, mostly because my parents are, like, scared of, like, coronavirus. But yeah. I, like, literally wish I could be there. But obviously not everyone can be there. But I am trying to speak up on Instagram and, like, my other social media. But I guess, like, this is also another big platform, so I did want to talk about it. And I just want to, like, let you all know that I am educating myself more on the Black Lives Matter movement and more on police brutality. Like, I watched the documentary on Netflix is called 13th. So if you have time or you just want to educate yourself on some of the history in America with, like, racism and et cetera, like, please go watch that documentary. I learned a lot from it. And if you guys aren't in America, I know you know what's probably going on, and I know it's happening in a lot of countries outside of the United States.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say that.
And, like, another important point is that I know a lot of people are saying, oh, it's not a big deal, or it doesn't or, like, police brutality doesn't exist. But I just...
There's corruption in every part Literally, no matter what country you live in, there's corruption in every part of, like, different branches or, like, different... What is the word? Like, different segments of...
society.
Like, yeah.
Especially, like, with the police department, because a lot of police aren't trained very long.
Yeah.
They have maybe, like, 8 weeks of training. And if you think about it, a lawyer to, like, I saw this tweet, a lawyer to, like, practice law has to have, like, 4 years of training in law school. Or I don't know exactly how long it is. But, like, a cop has 8 weeks of training and they have to enforce the law.
Yeah.
So it just kind of, like,
and they have, like, the power to literally kill someone in an instant. Like, and a lawyer, maybe you could hit someone over the head with, like, a book if you get really mad in the court. But, like, you're not gonna, like, you don't have someone's life on your hands.
Yeah.
So I think that's
insane. Then, like, you've seen, obviously, there's, like, countless cases of, like, cops, like, abusing their power, and a lot of times they get away with it.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important that we protest and, like, speak up, because, like, it can't keep happening.
Yeah. And protests, like, I saw this TikTok or, like, this tweet. It was like, oh, they took pictures from, like, Martin Luther King and all of those protests that were happening back in the 60s, I think. And they literally posted most of those in black and white to make us think that those pictures were taking a lot further back in history than they were. And I'm like, wait, the 60s, that's literally when my mom was born. And that's when there still was, like, a lot of segregation. And I know a lot, so there are probably some viewers that are just going to disagree with us. And I saw this question. Some girl made a TikTok. She said, if someone doesn't believe in, like, Black Lives Matter, or they don't think that there's racism still happening in America today, ask them, like, would you want to be black in America today? And most likely their answer is going to be no, because there is, like, so much, like, racism and
stuff they have to worry about.
Yeah, like, I would never understand that, like, as, like, I guess, a white woman. Like, I would never understand what, like, people go through. So I just want to say that even if you don't agree with the movement, I just want you to, like, educate yourself, because
and
it's
understand,
important.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then nothing's going to change. So
it's really important.
But something I do want to say, this is a little bit on a lighter note, so it has to do with Black Lives Matter and all the protests, but influencers using this as an opportunity to, for clout.
Yeah.
To go to protests, there are a lot of influencers going to protests, literally trying to, like, make it a photo shoot.
Yeah, okay, so this is, like, not really a sensitive topic, obviously, like, the whole movement is, but we're talking about, like, the influencer protesters here.
Yeah.
So obviously not all protesters or...
Definitely, obviously not.
No, or like influencers who go there and just maybe like...
For a photo op.
Yeah. Or we'll see like influencers who go there and maybe post this, like a Instagram post of them at the protest. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Because they were actually there and they were actually participating in it. But we've seen like countless cases on like TikTok and Twitter.
Yeah.
Of people going to protests for, like, the sole purpose of getting a picture.
Yeah.
And, like, posting about it to make them seem woke.
Yeah. And There's a Twitter account, I think a TikTok account called Influencers in the Wild. So literally go check it out right now. But there's literally this girl. I'm going to see if I can pull it up. But there's this girl, literally, she's dressed like it's Coachella, because we all know Coachella was canceled because of coronavirus. She literally went to these protests in a black dress. She wasn't even like marching, because her hair was literally like just perfectly pressed. Like, she didn't have a mask on, I don't think. So she wasn't worried about like, and she wasn't taking any precautions. So she literally went out there in a dress, and she was just taking pictures. She had a photographer there who was also dressed up, and they were taking pictures, and she was holding up like a Black Lives Matter sign. And I think it's like good that maybe to a certain extent, like, they're raising awareness, they're posting on their Instagram and showing their support. But in a way, it's kind of diminishing the whole movement.
Yeah.
Because you're basically just saying like, oh, like, I want to appear like I'm really doing something, when you're really not.
It just seems ingenuine how like, where they think it, like, a lot of people think protesting is, like, an aesthetic.
Yeah.
Did I say that weird? Aesthetic.
Aesthetic.
Basically, they think that, oh, it's cool to do this now. This is what everyone's posting about.
Yeah.
So I have to get my slice of the pie.
Yeah.
Which is, like, not okay at all.
Yeah. And I just don't think, like, a lot of people are posting about it just because they, like, they feel like they have to take a side. But I don't think, like, this is not just an isolated movement. Like, this is something that we should just be like aware of. It's not just one time because they're protests. This is something that's gonna be going on in the future. Like, we have to keep like raising awareness about it. It's not just gonna end when the protests end. Like, this is stuff that, like, we have to be more conscious of. I'm actually gonna play it right now. Hold on. So if you guys are listening to the audio, I just want to, like, oh my gosh. So if you guys are listening to the audio, that's basically the TikTok. I'm sure you guys have probably seen it. There's like 423,000 likes on Twitter.
Basically went viral on Twitter.
Yeah. And literally go check out Influencers in the Wild, because there's also another one. Here's a tweet. It says, white privilege is a feeling like it's okay to jump for joy for a picture in front of military vehicles in the middle of a protest addressing a centuries-old human rights crisis. Exhibit A. And here's literally a picture of these two people, like, protesting. Like, they're holding up signs, and they're literally jumping, and, like, they have someone taking their picture. Like, they're jumping in front of military vehicles. Like, oh my gosh.
Well, don't jump to conclusions about it.
Okay, well, maybe I wasn't there, so I wouldn't know. But literally,
it looks bad. It looks very bad.
Go on Twitter and watch Influencers in the Wild.
There's also this boy that we saw on TikTok. And, like, the TikTok got probably, like, 3 million likes. But most of them were,
on
like...
On his account?
On the account, yeah.
His, maybe, or, like, someone else that posted it?
I think he originally posted it.
Okay.
Like, the person who... a lot of these influencers are being exposed.
Yeah.
But this guy actually posted it himself because he thought he looked cool. But he pretty much... He looks like a knockoff Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's like Walmart version of Leonardo DiCaprio.
So he has like the blonde hair or whatever. And he kind of you can tell he dressed up for the protest.
Yeah, he was like, he's not like, looking ugly.
Yeah.
Which I kind of admire, because like, you should never look ugly.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so there's that.
Yeah.
He went to the protest, and you can tell that he asked people to film him.
Yeah, no, like,
He had someone there to film him. And it's kind of like a montage of him going up to police,
getting
or
in
like,
trouble, like mocking the police,
or like
starting like fights. Like, I think he was graffitiing, someone even said, and then someone confronted him about it and he ran away. But like, he was using it as a photo op. I think he even asked the cops to like restrain him or like arrest him so he could get a good photo.
There was like three different times when cops were restraining him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you're trying to start problems, and that makes like the whole protesting look bad when there's people like that.
It's like literally people like that. And the thing is, he like addressed it on his TikTok account, and he's like, oh, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing it, like, this is all like real. And then I'm like, you literally just look like a fool. Like, everyone knows it's like real. I think he turned off of his, or it's fake, and I think he turned off of his comments.
Yeah, well, it's funny because originally I remember all the comments were like, dude, this is like, this is so cool, I need a boy like this, like all those. Yeah, and then
he got exposed.
And then suddenly, which good thing it did happen, people were like, this is not okay, like, protesting is not an aesthetic.
I love how, like, at first, like, that goes to show how fake social media is. And I can say that for a fact, like, social media is so fake and so posed. Like, you think it's cool, and then you see the behind the scenes, and you're like, oh, this is what they did to get, like, clout. And it's, like, really, like, oh, my gosh, you just want attention. Like, that's just so embarrassing. And it's so ugly.
Like, don't be ugly.
Literally, people are going, like, those girls that are dressing up. I've mainly seen most of these, sorry, my eyes are itching because there are bugs in the car. But literally, I've seen so many girls, like, doing this for attention and for clout. And I'm like, that's so ugly. Like, why would you do that? And they dressed up. They, like, put on makeup. And I'm like, girl, your bronzer looks good, but, like, your attitude is not it.
It's not there.
I saw, you know how they're boarding up a lot of, like, stores so people don't, like, break glass, break the windows and steal, like, merchandise? There was a guy boarding up the store, and this girl jumps out of her Mercedes, goes, she's, like, all dressed up, like, in the middle of the riots, and she asks for a photo op with the guy. So she took the boarding. Hammer. Yeah. The guy stepped aside. She took the hammer, and she was, like, holding it up like this, and then her, like, boyfriend or husband, like, took the picture. And then she gave back the hammer and jumped right back into her car. Or, like, there are people...
That's insane.
Like, I get, like, you're taking a picture to remember, like, you know, I was here, like, this is history, whatever. But then there are people, like, they're gonna post it, and you know they're doing it for clout.
Yeah. And it's weird because, like, most of the people posting it are white people, so they don't even have to deal, like, they're not being, it's not affecting them, you know what I'm saying?
And like, it's like, you should be there as an ally, you shouldn't be there trying to, like, you know, it's good that you're posting on your Instagram and showing people, like, your followers, like, where you stand, but it's so...
It seems ingenuine.
It's so ingenuine. And
it's also, like...
I'm going to talk about my girl Madison Beer, and if you guys listened to the last podcast episode, we kind of defended her and her, like, plastic surgery stuff, because there's a lot of accusations that she's gotten a lot of plastic surgery. But she was caught, I guess, I don't know if caught's the right word, but basically she was standing on top of her Range Rover, and she actually has been protesting the entire week, but for some reason, like, I mean, obviously, clearly, people felt like this was really and genuine, because she was standing on top of her Range Rover, like, far off from the protests. Like, the protests were way in front of her. She was holding signs, and she had a photographer, like, there taking her pictures. And people thought it was, like, a paid paparazzi, because she has been known to, like, pay paparazzi. That's a, like, if you see people on HollyWire, like, those paparazzi videos on YouTube, they're most likely paid, like, they get called up.
To, like, and take the
picture.
Which is so sad.
And so uncomfortable to watch the video.
They are.
It's
because,
so,
like,
uncomfortable.
You can tell when, like, what's it, HollyWire?
Yeah.
I've seen the videos. When, like, you can tell when the celebrity, quote-unquote celebrities, which are mainly influencers, are expecting the paparazzi to show up. Like, they're waiting on a street corner and then, like, clearly waiting for the paparazzi to ask some questions. So it's clearly obvious that they called them in the first place. I just think it's so pathetic.
There's one of Emma Chamberlain. It's so funny. She runs from them. Because sometimes they're not called, and then sometimes they are. So
Emma
when they run into her, she literally, she'll take pictures with her fans, and she'll sprint away. Like, there was one of her just running. There's another one of her, like, she was at her friend's house, and then she, like, freaking, the paparazzi was asking her questions. She rolled up her window and just went into reverse and just, like, drove away. And I'm like, much respect, because there's so many people that would, like, take that as an opportunity to be like, oh my god, I'm so famous.
Like, Emma Chamberlain is, like, famous enough that, like, paparazzis would actually approach her. But, like, when we're talking about some rando, I don't even know.
Some Leonardo DiCaprio
wannabe.
Knockoff.
Yeah. Like, they definitely call it on
themselves. Like, this is my calling. Like, I'm gonna really make an impact. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is all for vanity. Like, I love Gen Z to a certain extent, because I think we're, like, funny and we'll do anything for a Vine or, like, for a TikTok. But, like, not in that situation. Like, that's
definitely
not funny. But, like, we're kind of a different breed, but also, like, it's so vain. Like, I guess growing up in social media, we're also insecure, and we're also very vain at the same time. It's like, obviously I'm vain, because or else, like, I wouldn't have anything to carry the blood throughout my body. But, like, also...
And don't you have a vanity in your bedroom?
Yeah, so it's like, oh, it's all about vanity. I'm like, well, I wake up and I look right there, and it's right sitting in my room. So, like, what do you expect me to do?
Right.
But yeah, I just wanted to, like, touch on that, because I think it's so, like, ugly of people. When we don't agree with something, we're going to start calling it ugly.
That's our brand, bro.
Yeah.
Don't
so
be
ugly. Oh, that was really cringe. So
was it actually?
You're not invited on the next podcast.
Should I just leave?
No, it's fine. You did that last time, and then everyone yelled at me for kicking you out.
Really? Can I go for a second?
No, you can't go.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Oh, it's time for female?
Yeah, it's time for female.
Okay, so if you guys didn't know, if you are a new listener, female is when we
answer you guys' questions.
It's not called male because that is sexist.
Even though this is from a male.
Yeah.
Jake. Hi, Jake. Jake totally was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to be on your podcast. It's like, calm down. But
this is from Jake from Auckland, Australia.
No, it's Jake from State Farm.
Okay, Jake from State Farm.
If you guys don't get that reference.
Hi, Caroline. My name's Jake. I need some advice. So for the past, 8 years, my mom just hasn't come home. Everyone told me she went to the crematorium, but I don't know why it's taking this long for her to get ice cream. And she's also lactose intolerant, so I don't really know why she would go in the first place. If you have any advice for how I can find her, if you know where she is, that'd be great. Thank you.
Notice how you didn't say hi to you.
Yeah, why? How come you only said hi, Caroline?
Is it hi, Caroline?
That's my first issue.
Well, because you're a guest. You've never been on the podcast before.
I know, but it's common courtesy.
It is courtesy. I've never been able to curtsy.
You have bad knees.
Yeah, it's my mom looked
you
at my
have
legs.
Bees knees.
My mom one time looked at my legs. She goes, "You don't have my legs. You got the German knees." And when she says that, that's not a good thing.
What are German knees?
They're like fat. Yeah.
That's sad.
It's really sad. You know what's also sad?
What?
Jake's mom.
I know.
That's so pathetic.
Okay, well, do you want to tell him what you think first, and then I'll jump in?
Basically, I think you should just hire, a PI, a private investigator. And when I say PI, I don't mean, 3.14159.
Like
I mean,
pie?
Or, the pastry. I'm more of a Danish girl. I also love Danish men. So, basically, I think that you should hire a private investigator, but I understand that there are a lot of people that are not as wealthy as us. So, I think that if you can afford a private investigator, obviously I'm not going to help you out with that expense because this is your problem, not mine. But I think that you could become an influencer and you wouldn't even have to hire a private investigator because you'll either have stalkers or paparazzi following you. I personally have a stalker. Paparazzi is probably the next level. The guy actually took pictures of me and sent them to me and in my mailbox. I'll insert those here for all you video listeners.
100% you're going to forget to insert those photos.
No, I will remember. I will remember. And I'll insert the TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was your idea? Give them a... They should try to get a paparazzi?
Yeah, try to become famous and get a paparazzi so then they'll take pictures like a private investigator would. Because if you're really relevant...
How would that find his mom?
Let me finish. Because if you're really relevant, then they'll want to know about your family. They'll want to know, because then if you have big fans, they're going to want to know what your parents look like. So then they know why you came out the way you did.
And so they'll try to find your mom.
Yeah.
So they can interview her.
Yeah. And then get the rundown and see if you're actually a talented person.
Well, my solution's a little bit more straightforward. I think you should try to get famous.
So you're just giving him the exact same advice that I gave him.
You should get famous or win the lottery, because when you do that, okay, so people whose parents are famous or get famous.
Ours, kind of.
No, people who get famous, their parents always suddenly appear because they want a piece of the pie, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if you won the, like, if your parent, like your mom suddenly disappears, if you win the lottery, of course she's going to come back because
she's going to want a piece of that.
Yeah. She's going to want you to write her a check.
$100 million. Yeah.
Right.
So, but if your mom did go to the crematorium, she's probably not going to come back. She might be with you in soul spirit.
Or in Jeffree Star's new palette.
Yeah. He probably cremated. Took her, snatched her up so he could cremate her and use her in the palette. so you could always buy one of those and a chance that 1% of it could be your mom. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just think that, yeah, just hire a new mom.
Pretty much.
Like, I have a set mom. Not a step mom, but basically in my YouTube videos, I made a whole video about it if you want to go watch it. It's called
Revealing My True Personality for the First Time.
So basically, I have a set mom and I have a real mom. So everyone in my family, even my brother, quote unquote brother right here, he's not my real brother. He's just my set brother that we use in my YouTube videos. So everything, even my house that I show you, our cars that I show you, those are all planted. Those are fake. Those are props. My real family lives in Nebraska. So I have to fly out there every day after work. So yeah, you could just do that and then just kind of create a whole new life for yourself. It's really sad that your mom was lactose intolerant, though, if I'm being honest.
It's pretty sad. And she never came home with the ice cream.
Yeah. Like, sucks. If she's going to go out, she may as well just come back. Mm-hmm. Or else you're just going to have to go to the store and get it yourself.
Pretty bad situation all the way around.
I think it's pretty bad.
Also, can we talk about malls? This is random.
Malls?
Not malls, malls. Like a shopping mall.
I was like, what?
Because like
where did this come from?
In Ohio, where we live.
People are going to find us.
Shut up. There are
Don't speak to me like that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's also getting really hot in here.
Okay, well, it's probably because I'm around anyway.
I'm very overheated.
I just exert a lot of energy. It's really weird.
It's weird.
I think it's like my brain. The computer just heats up in my head, and it just exerts a lot of heat.
It works. But in Cincinnati, there are like...
Okay, you're getting really way too specific.
Okay, in Ohio. Yeah.
Just say in the Midwest region.
In the Midwest region.
The left of the Midwest
region. The left of the Midwest.
The right of the Midwest.
There is a ton of abandoned shopping malls, and no one goes to them anymore.
See, they're fun because that's an appropriate place to have a photo op.
Mm-hmm.
So I make Philip just, like, take all my pictures for me there. It looks super 2000s, like early 2000s, you know. Mm-hmm. Where all the tweens would hang out. I miss being a tween. I would do anything to be a tween again. Yeah.
But Caroline, like, forces me to go to, like, these random locations around our city and take pictures of her. And it gets kind of embarrassing, especially when there's, like, people around looking at us. I remember this one time we were in IKEA and we were filming a video and we were like filming in like one of the fake house setups and like a crowd formed around us because they were wondering what we were doing and it was pretty embarrassing.
Dude, I would make such a good contestant on Influencers in the Wild. They should make that a TV show. They should make that a TV show and follow... Oh my God, I'm onto something. Make it a TV show and follow people around with the camera like an influencer and show like what they are like. Out in public.
That'd be a horror show.
That'd be a really good show. But honestly, I don't understand why you're like so like afraid, like why you're so embarrassed, because a lot of people go, oh my God, it's so easy to be an influencer. First of all, I love that word. Influencer. It's so like,
I prefer superstar.
It's like superstar. It also is just so like, I'm an influential figure. Like I will probably be in history books. Cause I'm so influential, probably right next to like John F. Kennedy. Like his level of influence. So yeah, I left class early when I was in college and cause I was like, oh my gosh, it's Friday. I have to get an Instagram picture. So I drove around for 30 minutes and then I found a place. It was really cool. It was like this orange garage door. And it was right across the street from a restaurant full of people eating outside on the patio. I was trying to, take these pictures, but I was using like my tripod and all that stuff, and I had like a self timer, and they kept coming out blurry. So I was like sitting there for like 30 minutes trying to take good pictures, and I finally got one. And people were looking at me, and I really don't care. And ever since that incident, I don't care. So it takes a lot to be an influencer. So don't like think you can just do it for fun. Yeah, no, it's not that one. It's the one where I was like all the way down there. I posted two in the same day.
Oh, okay. I'll show them.
Philip was like, that's so stupid. It's not good. It's so cute.
It's very cool.
Yeah. It was so detail oriented. It's like an art, true. Honestly. Pretty like, much. Why go to art school or you go to photography school? It's just like you either have it or you don't.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Or like go to acting school. Like you're either a good liar or you're not.
A bad liar.
Yeah.
Or you're just a pretty little liar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm both. I mean, I'm the latter. What does that mean?
I don't know. I think you use it to like climb up.
Oh. Far heights. I'm in the highest tier of the social classes.
You're the top 1%.
Yeah. So like, I guess I do have to like climb, but I was just handed it. I didn't have to climb like Miley Cyrus. So
it's a climb.
She must be tired from climbing. Also, why is she talking about the climb? She didn't have to climb anything. She was born into wealth.
Was she?
Yeah. Her dad
I thought she's
a
from
singer.
Like Tennessee. Well, that doesn't mean you're not wealthy, but
yeah, she's the only 10 I see. Yeah, no, her Miley dad was Cyrus? A country singer.
But was he? I thought he only got famous because he was in that one song,
no,
"The Horse Is in the Back," country old country
Wait, where?
Road. You scared me.
Oh my
me.
God, there's a horse in the back.
Okay.
I still don't understand
old
what that
town
means.
Road.
There's literally bugs like on the lens.
I know.
Wow, this is so nice. The things I do for you guys, you're welcome.
Too much.
I'm just kidding.
But she was famous. Is that how she got her TV show?
Yeah, they actually casted an original Miley Cyrus person, and her dad was Billy Ray, like, in the show. I don't know his stage name. But, yeah, they originally casted someone else, and then she dropped it, and then Miley took it. But imagine if it was different. If it wasn't Miley, I don't know if it would have been as successful, because, like, she literally was just, like, such a good actress for, like, a Disney show.
For, like, her age, too.
Yeah. So, that happened, and then she got the part, and I think it was cute that it was, like, father-daughter kind of thing. It's like mm-hmm. it's like a father-daughter dance for like grade school, but like on crack.
True.
Not her dad's on crack or she's on crack, but I mean it could be. It's Miley, so Smiley Miley. She definitely was on crack.
I feel so bad for the person who didn't take the role.
I mean they're probably in a better place.
True.
Like
I think
maybe it was like the girl who played the Harper in like Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, I think it was what's her face? Meryl Streep, actually.
Whoa, Meryl? Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I feel so bad for her. She's never gonna get famous because her parents named her Meryl.
I know, like, that kind of sucks.
It's almost as bad as being named, like, Sandy. Or, like, a verb. Like, if your parents name you a verb, like Patrick, and you get called Pat. It's, like,
a
really,
verb?
Yeah,
how
it's,
is
like,
Patrick a verb?
Pat.
Oh. I thought you
or
were
Or, like,
talking...
Hunter. Like, hey, Hunt. To Hunt. Like... Okay. They better
what
be
are
athletic.
Like, I elections. Think we went through this before, but what do you want to name your kids? Because you always have names
Ramona,
for them.
Ramona, Maxwell, Hugo, and Matilda.
Matilda?
Yeah, I'm going to call her Tilly. And Ramona, I'm going to call her Mona. And Maxwell, I'm going to call him Coffee House. And then Hugo, I'm going to call him Boss. That's a brand. And we're going to have a reality show. And my husband's probably going to be like... John F. Kennedy's great nephew or something. He's super cute.
To be honest, I think you could have a reality show.
Really?
But yeah.
People tell me, like, I don't live in reality, though.
That's why it would make it good.
Honestly, I think if our family, if it was, like, me, you, and Mom, and maybe Henry, mm-hmm. and our dog had a reality show, like, I think it would be pretty good.
It would be good.
Like, our mom's actually insane. She'll say stuff. She's starting to catch on. Like, people ask where we get our humor from. Mm-hmm. Literally, our mom. Our dad's also really funny. But, like, in a different way, like, more serious. But my mom, just, I think it's her hearing problem. She's deaf in one ear. Also, probably the language barrier. Like, sometimes she just doesn't really know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Or, like, she doesn't understand what we're talking about. So, we'll say something, and then she'll, like, just, like, make a joke of it. Because she hears us wrong. And then it's a really dumb joke, but then it's actually really funny.
Yeah.
So, like, that's, can you not, like, be disrespectful Sorry. And yawn like that?
Sorry. Now you're yawning.
Because it's a chain reaction.
Okay.
So basically, our mom's actually hilarious, and she'll just, like, make jokes, and then she'll be like, okay, write that down. You need to use that. Or she'll come home from work. One time she goes, I just came back, I picked her up from work, because, like, she got a flat tire in her Maserati, so I had to pick her up in my Tesla. And she was like, people actually do name drop stuff like that. Like, people, like, low-key name drop. I think it's funny. But, yeah, she had to take a self-defense class at work, which, first of all, I don't really know why, because she works in a lab. Like, what, mm-hmm. I'm like, what are the germs or the chromosomes you work with going to fight you?
I know.
Like, you know, unless it's a coronavirus, like,
I it's think it's funny, though.
You.
Why would she, I can't imagine her doing self-defense.
She'd be like, yeah. She wouldn't probably hear someone coming up on her.
I know.
So, like, yeah, she's insane. But yeah, our mom's really funny, and she came back from her self-defense class and goes, "Caroline, you need to film a whole video about self-defense." And then I ask her to be in a video, and most of the time she'll do it, but she's like, she used to do it because I had like 400 subscribers on YouTube, and she didn't want, she didn't think anyone was ever going to see it. And then she kind of just felt bad after like we started like getting more subscribers, and she just kept doing it because she just like felt bad for me because I didn't have any other friends to take her place as the part and the video. So yeah, that's kind of how she began. And then our other siblings actually will not be in our videos.
Absolutely
like,
not.
Any family event, like we're not allowed to film them. Mm-hmm. Like they're like really straight edge, and they all have like corporate jobs. So it's like
fun.
Yeah, and like the screw up of the family. But also talking about my mom, because I know a lot of you guys want us to make, like, our podcast longer. We just want it to be as natural as possible. Like, if we don't have anything to talk about, we're not just going to force you guys to, like, sit here. Obviously, you can leave whenever you want.
Sit here and cry.
Yeah, like, whatever. But, yeah, we're going to try to do that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, my mom, she... What did she do? Oh, I was wearing her earrings. Okay, so, last weekend, my cousin pierced my ear, and it's actually really infected right now. There's dried blood all around it.
Ew.
Yeah, so it's really bad, but, so I took out my other earrings, because they got, for some reason, all my other ears, I think my whole ear is infected, actually, like, my whole lobe, because it hurt, so I had to take out my other earrings.
They might have to amputate
earrings.
It.
Oh my god, that'd be so sad.
You'd be, like, bionic woman.
How, can I get, like, a bionic... like earlobe.
Just don't make this about you.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Just like, how am I, what am I gonna do with all like the 49 karat gold that I have?
You could eat them if they're carrots.
That's probably a good idea. I do have bad eyesight, and mm-hmm. carrots are good for the eyes. So my mom has these gold earrings that she got for herself when she was like 20, and I borrowed them because I was like, oh, these are cute, and I didn't think they were real. And then my mom goes, oh yeah, those are mine, like, do you like them? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh wow, you should buy yourself a pair. And I'm like, mom, I'm not gonna do that, like, I just ordered a pair from China, they were like $2, because I definitely know I'm gonna like lose them. She goes, oh no you won't. Later that night, Philip and I were like just chilling, and like I think we were planning a video or something, and I took out one of the earrings because it started to bleed, and not the earring but my ear.
Ew.
And I put it on my bedside, and I lost
bedside
it.
Bedside manner.
Yeah, I freaking lost it, and then I thought my dog ate it, so I kept pressing on her stomach to see if there was any sharp pains, and I was like, oh, that's as far as I'm gonna go.
Is that why she was squealing?
No, because she got stuck in the mousetrap.
She did get stuck in a mousetrap.
Who puts a mousetrap out when a dog's there? I mean, people say she looks like a rat, but like, so disrespectful.
So sad.
Yeah. So,
Caroline said she lost sleep for two nights over.
Yeah, I lost sleep for two nights because literally 2 hours before I lost it, which, by the way, I found it, so I know my mom's listening to this right now. I found it. I literally was talking to my mom, and then 2 hours later, I lost it. And then Philip just goes, you should just put one of the earrings back in her dresser and then say you put both of them back and then let her think that she lost it.
I mean, you would get away with it.
You're a psychopath.
Was I wrong? You were going to do that, too, if you didn't find
it. No, I was looking online to see if I could buy a new one.
And that's better?
Philip goes, you could honestly buy, like, a silver hoop and she wouldn't know.
Just paint it gold.
Yeah.
She honestly is probably colorblind, too.
No, don't disrespect. Mom, I don't know if she's going to get this far into the podcast, because she's like, Caroline, you just keep putting out new content, and I can't keep up. I'm like, Mom, I haven't posted on YouTube in, like, a month, but okay. So she just lies, but it's better than
liar.
Pretending. It's better to pretend like you care than not pretend to, like, not even care at all, so.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, there are so many bugs flying around. It's like, just.
It's kind of like a forest. Forrest Gump.
Oh my god, he's hot.
Wait, where'd you find the earring?
Oh, it was in my shoe. The thing is, I checked that shoe 3 times, and then when I was going to the gym, I put it on, and then it was in there, and I was like, what the fuck? What the heck? It was so annoying.
What in the world?
Yeah, what in the world? But it's not even that big of a deal. Like, it's just a family heirloom, and as we know, heirloom tomatoes can be eaten, so, like, it's perishable.
Right. Like a parish.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people know what that is.
Sorry.
Can you explain it?
A parish? Yeah. I don't think people care. It's like a pear that you eat, but it's like...
kind of like ish.
Ish. It's like kind of rotten. It's like ishy.
Ishy.
Yeah.
So yeah, we probably, I don't know if we should end the podcast because, we are like, I mean, I do have to get it edited by tonight because, mm-hmm. I'm the editor, and, we are waking up really early tomorrow
it's
and going to our lake house.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us on Instagram. We'll probably post so many pictures, because I know you guys care about my life.
Wow.
So yeah, we had to wake up and go to do the. Oh my god, I have to finish my homework
tonight
for my summer classes, and I have to edit this podcast. It's midnight. It's 12:15. So
you should probably get going.
I'm really good at managing my time.
Not really.
Yeah, it was really nice.
You played Pokemon for like 3 hours today.
Pokemon Go, that's my cardio. I said I go to the gym every day. What do you think I do on the treadmill? I sit on it, and then I come home, and I play Pokemon Go.
True.
Sorry, there are, like, so many bugs in my face.
Okay, I think it's time that we go, so Caroline...
can recuperate. I don't even sleep.
Before 3.
No, I don't even sleep. I just plug myself into the charger. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, because I'm going to fall asleep on the dock next to our new boat that Dad just bought.
Do you have fast charging?
Yeah. I go on low power mode, like the yellow bar mode, mm-hmm. like an iPhone, and then I charge. Sorry, if you're an Android user, you probably don't understand that reference. But mm-hmm. then again, if you are an Android user, I'm sorry. So, Mom's an Android user.
Very sad.
So is Dad.
Source of all her problems.
But yeah, for our next podcast episode, you better stay tuned. And, well, it doesn't matter if you're listening to audio. But if you're listening to video, we're going to have a new podcast studio. It's going to be the nicest thing you've ever seen.
Probably nicer than, like, the Taj Mahal.
Yeah. What is that? Is that, like, a dish? Wait, I went to that restaurant the other day.
It's in India. It's, like, a monument.
Yeah.
This one guy built for his wife.
Wow. Wait,
seriously? You would never do that for me.
Well, that would be weird. I don't... like, we're siblings, so... I mean, you love me.
Don't you love me as a sibling?
No, I don't love you at all. I think you're kind of frankly really annoying.
Who's Frank? Who's Frank Lee? Is that a person?
Yeah, I think his dad is George Lee. I don't know if that's relevant, but I just remember he used to go to my grade school.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, that was really cool. Anyway,
Bye.
Also, do you guys think we should get an intro song? Just an idea.
She just wants an excuse to sing more.
Yeah, I was about to say I'll use my yellow skirt and combat boots song. Ew. Anyway, I love you guys. See you next podcast episode or YouTube video episode or TikTok episode or Instagram picture, whatever you guys follow me on.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.